equivalent notice of the meeting, as has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specify the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by clerk which will be entered in the minute. The township continued to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time they should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comment to the township clerk up to the 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meetings. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of the reading. Thank you in advance for your patience, and we will continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar, can you roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill? Councilman Kahn? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Erin?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I pledge salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number 5, comment from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matter on this agenda.
None, thank you.
Thank you. Item number 6, open to the public comment regarding item number 12, consent agenda item. For each public comment portion, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand, and when it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. This council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute them. Okay, they unraised their hand. So there's currently no one with their hand raised for this agenda item. Just give me one sec to make sure. There was a hand raised and they lowered it. Okay, now they raised it again. So last four digits, 0570. I'm asking you to unmute yourself now, and this is with regard to the consent agenda item.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Hi, David.
Hi. Item number 12 Alpha, would you elaborate on that a little?
David, this is Tim. So this is what we're doing here. This is for the ecological park. So a couple meetings ago, the council passed for the a contract for the design of the environmental remediation. And what we want to do is we want to make sure the remediation and the design of the park fit on top of each other, essentially an overlay, so that we only have to move the dirt once. So this contract is for the design of the park itself. So they're going to work on the team that works on design of the park. They work on a team with the environmental, so that we whatever we do gets approved by DEP, and we only have to do it once, so that the contours align and all of that. So this is to be moving ahead with the project at the ecological park.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, David.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding the consent agenda item.
Thank you. So we close the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance first reading, authorizing removal of deed restriction to the certain property previously sold by the Township of Piscataway. Mr. Can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council, of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing Removal of Deed Restriction as to Certain Properties Previously Sold by the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 14th day of December, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do I have an offer?
Councilman Bullard, you have an offer.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Second.
Councilwoman Lombardi, second.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. Ms. Siddharth, can you roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 8, ordinance first reading, adopting redevelopment plan to for block 6702, lot 6.0240, Knightbridge Road, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Siddharth, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Adopting a Redevelopment Plan for Block 6702, Lot 6.02, 40 Kingsbridge Road, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 14th day of December, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Luhai, offer.
Councilman Erlenwasser.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, can you roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Erwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you.
Council President, Mr. Rouse has entered the meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 9, ordinance second reading, fully funded various capital improvement, $925,000, open to the public resolution. Item Premier, can you read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $925,000, $583,645.96, of which is from the Capital Improvement Fund, $13,690 of which is from capital surplus, and $327,664.04 of which is from a developer's contribution for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, was introduced on the 9th day of November 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of November 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 30th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be sign number 2021-34.
Thank you, Ms. Shooter. Okay. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you will have unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you. So, close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. Can I have a second?
Councilman Bullard, second.
Thank you. Ms. Sheila, can you have a word, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, ordinance second reading, fully funded various capital improvement, $1,500,000, open to the public resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Shidhar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $1,500,000, $300,000 of which is from the Sewer Capital Improvement Fund, $450,000 of which is from capital surplus, and $750,000 of which is from the Sewer Utility Budget Capital Outlay for various sewer utility improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, was introduced on the 9th day of November 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of November 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 30th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-35.
Thank you, Ms. Shooter. It's open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Hudson. Do you have a motion?
Motion. This is Councilman Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Councilman Aaron seconds it.
Thank you. Ms. Hudson, can you vote, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, your vote, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 11, ordinance second reading. Acquisition for improvement to Morris Lane, open to public resolution, adopted audience. Please, Ms. Shizer, can you read the resolution, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Morris Lane in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 9th day of November 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of November 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 30th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-36.
Okay, is it open to the public? For if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, you please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves with regard to this agenda item. 0570, you can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Are we on item 15, open to the public?
No, we're on item 11. It's open to the public regarding the second reading ordinance for improvements to Morris.
Sorry, my mistake. Have nothing.
Okay.
No problem.
Worries. Thank you. Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda item.
Okay. We close for the public portion. Can I have a motion?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. I have a second.
Councilman Bullard.
Second it.
Thank you. Ms. Shudder, can I take a vote, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Item number 12. Consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, an item that been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
No, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, item number 13, announcement and comment from the officials.
You have to take a motion for the consent. Oh,
sorry.
I will.
Okay, can I have a motion?
To accept the consent agenda.
Thank you. Second. I have a second?
Councilman Arnold, I'll second it.
Thank you. I see that any word for you.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 13, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Mr. Bullard.
Yes. The only thing I would like to, it's my understanding that lots of people had a good time for Thanksgiving, and I was very, very pleased about that, you know, and talking to lots of people. And I'm hoping that most of us, all of us, are healthy at the moment. And let's go from there.
Thank you. Councilman Ms. Lombardi, please.
Just would like to wish all of those who observe Hanukkah a very happy Hanukkah, the festival of lights, much peace, happiness, and love. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Rouse, please.
Yes, wishing everyone a wonderful and happy, blessed holiday season for all.
Thank you. Councilman Arn.
Nothing at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I just concur with some of the comments that were made and nothing from here.
Thank you. Business Admin Timothy Desi.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Wilmer.
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. Happy holiday to everybody. Thank you. Item number 14, agenda session for December 7, 2021. Nothing, okay. Item number 15, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, press star 9 to raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves with regard to this agenda item. 0570, you can unmute yourself. Thank you.
David.
Hello?
Aikens, Ambrose okay. Valley Lane.
Hi, Mr. David.
Hi, how are you? On the corner of Constitution Avenue in Corporate Place South. That's right off of Centennial Avenue. On that corner, there was a huge office building complex. That's been removed. The land, for the most part, has been prepared. There's now equipment and building supplies on that spot. What's going to be put there?
David, this is Tim. Offhand, I do not know, but I will check with Dawn tomorrow and get back to you.
What? You know the place that I mentioned? You want me to mention the place again?
Yes, Constitution and...
Corporate Place South. Because on one side of the street is Corporate Place North. I'm talking about this is Corporate Place South. Right off of Centennial Avenue, there was a huge office building complex that's gone. It's been gone for a little while now, and I've noticed they now have equipment and building supplies that they're going to build something. So you're not sure what's going to be built there.
Not offhand, but I'll check with Dawn in the morning and get back to you.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, David.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. So we close the public portion. Item number 16, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, offer to adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.